When most people think of Santa Claus, they think of a jolly, plump man with a belly like a bowl full of jelly. But few people realize that beneath this merry exterior lies a sex-crazed drug addict with an out-of-control ego problem. Presenting the special holiday edition of Behind the Bullshit, The Secret Life of Santa Claus. Jingles the Elf describes some of the popular misconceptions about jolly old Saint Nick.
You know, one of the things people always say about Santa is just how jolly he is. Well, you'd be jolly all the time, too, if you smoked as much Jamaican hash as he does. Most of the time, he's too stoned to tie his own shoes, much less keep track of who's naughty or nice.
Family life is often turbulent at the North Pole, as Mrs. Claus explains.
Oh, the drugs aren't even the half of it. There are just so many parts of his life that have gone completely out of control. When we first got married, he used to be such a kind, caring, lovable man. But now he's just totally obsessed with his work. He never sets aside any time for his family these days. I knew things were starting to get really bad when I found out he had contracted a venereal disease from that secret love affair he had with the Tooth Fairy. And that's not all. She's not the only one he's been sleeping around with.
Mark Snow, attorney for Santa Claus.
My client, Mr. Claus, vehemently denies any sort of an affair between him and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The relationship between the two of them exists purely on a platonic level. My client denied in any way engaged in sexual relations with that reindeer, and any photos of said sexual activity are clearly forgeries. I would also like to add that my client has no comment regarding the affairs with Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, or Vixen.
Lifelong friend the Easter Bunny recalls the events that led to Santa Claus's slide into depravity.
You know, we were the bestest friends for the longest time, but when Christmas started to become a more popular holiday than Easter, his ego just raged out of control. Then came the death threats. First I thought he was just kidding, but after a while I genuinely began to fear for my life. I'll go anywhere now without at least half a dozen bodyguards.
Guido the Elf presents his view on the matter.
There's absolutely no truth to the rumors about the big guy having a contract out on the Easter Bunny. I mean, he loves that fluffy little fella. Just wanted to slow him down a little, that's all. You know, break a few legs, maybe lop off an ear or two. Nothing special.
Don't listen to the propaganda of those other Christmas specials. Only Behind the Bullshit has the real story on the big guy in the red suit. Tune in next week when we reveal Frosty the Snowman's secret involvement with the Third Reich of Nazi Germany. Farewell and good night.